back on Downtown. 4:31, time to talk Celtics basketball. We turn to John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hello there, John. How are you today?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. Well, we must have a pretty solid grasp of this team now after these two thrilling exhibition games.
Yes, one of which did not include any of the top six players. So I know exactly how this season is going to go. I assume you want to know.
Yes.
My first impression so far is I think Kristaps Porzingis is really going to help the Celtics offense. I saw a couple of, little wrinkles that you're able to run with him, especially if you have, four shooters on the floor with him. I like the way he's going to open up things for Tatum and for Brown. I like the passing option that he gives those guys. I like the passing options that he's going to have after he gets the ball. So we obviously have not seen the entirely fully realized Celtics offense yet. But the little bit that I've seen, I can already tell you that I feel pretty good about the Celtics' ability to score. Defensively, they're a little bit further behind than they are offensively. But still, I see the potential for what they're looking for. I think Porzingis, again, he's a focal point here because he's supposed to unlock a lot on the offense, and he's supposed to now anchor that defense now that Robert Williams is gone, especially. It's going to take him a little bit of time to get used to everything, going to get a little used to all of his teammates and their tendencies and how they like to defend and how Joe Mazzulla wants to defend. So I think that is obviously a work in progress, as is everything at this point. But I like what I see so far. I see, you've planted the tree. The sapling is growing. The branches are looking good. You can see the makings of a mighty oak popping through the ground.
What did you learn about these role players in this game with the Knicks?
I was very impressed with Delano Banton. I think, his size and his versatility could be useful. The Knicks put out their regulars Jalen Brunson only played like 6 minutes, so it wasn't a ton of time. But they were out there. They had Mitchell Robinson was out there. They had Julius Randle out there for an extended period of time. Those, tough defenders. They had tough, length there. And Banton was still getting to the rim. And so he's been a point guard for his entire NBA career. But playing off the ball is going to be something that really helps him break through for the Celtics. I like what I saw in that one game with the opportunity. So again, one game, it's not being on the floor with Tatum or Brown, but you make the most of it. Obviously Peyton Pritchard, who just signed that 4-year, $30 million deal. He's a given. You can almost take him for granted now. So he's had two really nice performances. Sri Mykhailiuk had a nice, performance, not just shooting the ball, but getting up for an alley-oop, getting up for a putback dunk. I mean, that's very impressive stuff there. So I've been told many times over the course of this past week, hey, the guys that we have here are better than people are talking about. And you got to see a little bit of that. The people around the team are pretty hyped about the makeup of this roster. And I know that Brad Stevens probably still has another move to make somewhere along the way, but people in that building like what they have, and we got to see some of that.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Do you have a feel yet, John, for what the rotation will be going forward?
Well, not entirely. I know he started Al Horford in the first game. He also begged us, please don't read into this. It was a funny moment in practice before they left for this road trip where he was like, I know you're not going to listen to me, but I'm begging you, don't read into my starting lineup. And he said that he was almost going to throw a joke starting lineup out there just to mess with us. but I don't know if he's going to continue with Holiday off the bench. My personal feeling is that I want to see the shooting on the floor at the five for the whole game. And you can finish with Al Horford. You can play plenty of Al Horford with Porzingis. But I think having shooting on the floor at the five the whole game is kind of important. So that would be my feeling for me. But knowing that he started Holiday on the bench, if he's messing with us and that is actually how he's going to go, then that creates, I think, a little bit more of a need for a big man to step up. And, you know, Luke Kornet hasn't been entirely great so far. Maybe one of these other guys that they brought in can give them a few minutes. But as far as what the regular rotation will be, don't know. I think tomorrow night in Philly will be another clue, because it's their third game in four nights. Everybody took that game off last night. So the regulars will be ready to play again, and we'll see what kind of lineup he throws out there then.
We have a pretty good feel for what Joe Mazzulla wants to do offensively. What do you think the defensive approach will be?
Well, I think defensively, you know, he keeps talking about throwing curveballs, and I don't know what those curveballs might be. I'm hoping it's a little bit of zone. He admitted that, hey, the summer league, that the zone that you saw was the beginnings of us looking for that curveball. But I've seen a lot of switching so far in, you know, the first couple of games. I've seen not much zone out of them. I saw Porzingis play a lot of drop coverage on the pick and roll, so people don't know what drop coverage is. When the other team runs a pick and roll, the Celtics guard involved in defending that kind of chases over the top and tries to run the defender off the three-point line, and the big Porzingis kind of drops back to protect the rim, and what the hope is that they don't give up three-pointers, they give up somewhat contested mid-range shots, which is the best percentage wise to give up, and Porzingis is there to be a deterrent so the guys aren't getting all the way to the rim, and eventually, even if they hit a couple of jump shots, the math will work out in Boston's favor. That's a very traditional defense. You're going to see that a ton with Porzingis. That's going to be their base defense. But Mazzulla is definitely looking, like I said, for the curveball. He's used the word curveball a lot this preseason so far. He's looking for that change of pace. So when the other team is figuring it out, or when the other team is going on a roll, what kind of thing can you throw at them? Nick Nurse style, Eric Spoelstra style. What kind of thing can you throw at the other team that makes them go, okay, wait a minute, hold on. What's this defense here? And maybe stop the run without calling the timeout. Be better in those situations where they can get out of runs more easily without needing to burn a timeout.
Do they have a roster that will allow them to manage minutes for Tatum and Brown especially, or is that even a consideration this year?
Well, you know, I don't think managing minutes, it's not something that's come up in any of these conversations. They've never even hinted at the need to manage minutes per se. But I don't think they want to overload Tatum and Brown. They know how important it is to have those guys fully healthy and at their best when the playoffs come around. So does this roster help that? As of right now, you know, my inclination is no, because they are so top heavy with their top six. But if guys like Banton, you know, O'Shea Brissett showed a little something, Lamar Stevens showed a little something, you know, maybe those guys can give some productive minutes. If those guys can, then you'll have a natural kind of managing of the minutes, because you'll have guys who deserve the minutes and who have earned the minutes, and you can feel good about, hey, we can just go out there and run Jalen with that group, or just run Jason with that group, and let the other guy kind of get a couple extra minutes on the bench. And when you let each guy do that for a stretch, then they end up somewhere around 34, 35. So it's really depending on the other guys on this roster that, you know, can they step up and show that they have the ability to do that. It's so 50-50 with some of these guys. I can make a case for O'Shea Brissett, but then he can go out there and struggle. can make a case for Lamar Stevens, but he can go out there and struggle. They have not shot the three ball well, and that's kind of a big thing. If you're not gonna make the threes, and frankly, through two games, right? So it's the first two games of preseason. No one has been able to hit three-pointers except for Svi Mykhailiuk and Peyton Pritchard. Everyone else has been struggling. So I think if they can get their three-point stroke, then the answer would be yes. But it's still so dependent on that and getting up to speed that I don't know if these guys are going to make it so Tatum and Brown can get that extra rest.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, Locked On Celtics podcast. Good stuff as always. Thank you much, John. Have a good week, and we'll check in with you again next Tuesday.
Got it. Talk to you then. See ya.